Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
It's an argument that has stood the test of time between the sexes. I feel like this goes back to cavemen and cavewomen arguing in the cave over whether it was too hot or whether it was too cold. Cavemen arguing it's too hot. Cavewomen being like, I'm freezing. We need to put more wood on the fire. Like, it's just, it's in offices, it's in our homes, mm-hmm. It persists. And Sterling K. Brown was talking about this on the Kelly Clarkson show.
This is the dude that used to be on Grey's Anatomy, right?
He used to be on This Is Us.
This Is Us, that's right.
Yeah, so he was on This Is Us, and he's talking to Kelly Clarkson about the temperature he prefers in his home and the temperature his wife prefers in the home. And listen, I like it a little warmer, but his wife is out of pocket for this.
Temperature?
Of the house.
Look, what's your temperature? What would you have the house at?
People don't like me because I'm cold. So I'm always cold.
So you keep it at what?
72 to 74.
Okay.
Shut up.
Don't judge this.
Look, so cold.
Kelly Clarkson.
The house was built in the early 1800s. It's so cold.
Kelly Clarkson, my wife is cold too.
Yeah.
She prefers 78 to 80. Thank you.
She's trying to.
Thank you.
She's trying to live a healthy, toxin-free life. Yeah. All the toxins out.
She's trying to melt me.
That's like trying to make weight for a wrestling match.
Right?
78. How much money are they spending on heat each month?
Well, if they live in LA, maybe it's not that much because it's a little warmer there. But still, I'm just like 78 to 80. Could you imagine coming home and your thermostat is set on 80? Now, listen, I used to always run cold too, so I'd like to keep it a little warmer. But now that I'm going through perimenopause,
I made a mistake in my house that I didn't see coming because, I don't think about things. When I got into my house, I removed a lot of the smaller windows because I like a big window look, I like a lot of light in my house. So I put big windows in the house, not realizing in the winter how cold it would be in the living room and how warm it would be in the back of the house, and I can't match it up. It's almost like I'm ready for a cumulus storm cloud to come in because of the hot and cold. I can't quite get it right. All right, so we get this email, and I could totally feel it. Nobody wants to hear their parents doing it.
Ew.
Nobody, right? So she is definitely hearing this and wondering, how do I bring this up to my parents?
First off, I absolutely love your show. It's the best part of my morning, and you always keep me laughing. I'm hoping you can bring some of that wisdom and humor to my situation because I'm truly at a loss here. I'm a 28-year-old female, had to move back in with my parents after losing my job at the end of last year. I know, great timing. Nothing says happy holidays like a corporate layoff in Q4. My lease was up on my apartment, and living with my parents seemed like the best way to save money while I regroup. Now, I have a really good relationship with my parents. They're supportive, loving, and we get along well. We're not the type of family that dives into, shall we say, private matters, which makes my current predicament all the more awkward. I can hear them at night, loudly, and often.
Well, good for them.
They living.
Yeah.
She's dying.
L-I-V-I-N, baby.
I think it's great that they're still so into each other after all these years.
It is sweet.
But for my ears, it's horrifying.
Yeah.
I've tried everything. Headphones, white noise, even rearranging my schedule to go to bed earlier or later. Nothing works. And now I'm at the point where I have to address this with them before I lose my mind. The problem is, I have no idea how to approach it. Do I talk to just one of them? If so, which one? Honestly, neither option sounds great. Do I sit them both down together? Do I make it lighthearted or serious? I just can't picture the conversation without wanting to crawl into a hole. Please, help me out here. How do I have this conversation in a way that doesn't make things even more awkward than they already are? Any advice on how to keep my composure would also be a huge help. I'm cringing just thinking about it. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts. And hopefully get some much-needed peace and quiet. Sincerely, desperately seeking sanity. P.S. If this isn't the weirdest email you've gotten today, I'd be both shocked and concerned.
All right, I have an idea that does not involve talking with the parents. What you need to do is give them a dose of their own medicine.
No,
you're not doing it for reals. Think about the scene in Easy A when Emma Stone is pretending to do it with the dude and she's just jumping on the bed and making crazy sounds and noises and stuff like that. So I think when it happens again, you start jumping up and down on your bed, start making those type of noises. And if they hear that, they know that they can be heard. And then maybe it'll stop.
You think mid-coitus, they're going to be paying attention to what's going on in the other room? They're making so much noise, it's going to be blocking it out.
All right, maybe not mid-coitus. Maybe you just do it when it is quiet so they can hear you. And if they're, hopefully common sense says they can put two and two together.
Mm-hmm.
If we can hear her, she can hear us.
I'm trying to think in my head here for a second. If one of the options was to go to one of the parents as a woman, do you go to your mom or do you go to your dad?
I go to my mom.
Yeah, I'm not talking to my dad.
I would imagine you would go to your mom.
Your
as
mom.
A woman.
If you go to your dad, though, this thing's going to end for sure.
Why, you think your dad would be more embarrassed?
Oh, man, he might be doubling down.
If it's you, do you go to your dad or your mom?
I honestly wouldn't have a problem going to either one.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I would have such a major issue going to either one.
This would be easy for me, but I probably would go to my mom because I think my mom would be like, my dad wouldn't really care. I think my mom would be like,
down.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I would go to my mom.
I'd probably make some kind of side comment like, wow, I was woken up in that like midnight last night. Something was happening in the house and just kind of allude to it. But at the same time, even though you're not paying rent at your parents' house, there's a cost to everything.
Yeah.
And the cost is your mental health.
That's too much. Yeah, exactly.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on 2 purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.